Hi, I'm Kara Gavin, a digital editor for NursingCenter.com. Welcome to this special podcast around Nursing Informatics Day, which is May 12th, and it takes place during National Nurses Week. Nursing informatics is an extremely important specialty no matter what field you're practicing in as a nurse. I had the opportunity to speak with Molly Cummins, who is an associate professor of nursing and adjunct associate professor of biomedical informatics at the University of Utah. She also holds a doctorate in nursing science and information science from Indiana University. And she serves as the current president of the Utah Nursing Informatics Network. She also recently served as editor to CIN's ANI Connection and CIN Plus columns of the Computers, Informatics, and Nursing Journal. Through our conversation, I learned why she chose to go into this specialty, why this is so important to her, and why it should be important to you. Take a listen.
Hello?
Hi, Molly. This is Kara Gavin calling from Nursing Center.
Hi, Kara. How are you today?
Good. And you're based in Utah, right?
I am. I'm in Salt Lake City at University of Utah.
Well, let's get started. I want to talk about the journal Computers, Informatics, and Nursing, especially since Nursing Informatics Day is coming up on May 12th during National Nurses Week. I want our readers to learn more about this specialty and why it's important to them. So let's just dive right in. You started as an emergency nurse and family nurse practitioner. What made you interested in informatics?
During my family nurse practitioner program, I had to complete a master's thesis. And to do that, I conducted a study that entailed chart review. And at the time, you know, this was still in the 1990s, we were working off paper charts. And I came to the realization in doing this chart review that when we handwrite patient information into a paper chart, we are as good as discarding it in terms of using that information to evaluate the care we're delivering and to improve it. I realized that all that time and energy that nurses devote to handwritten charting was essentially wasted. And at the time, electronic health records were fairly novel. The VA was using them, and that was the only site in which I was exposed to an electronic health record. But I became fascinated by them. So I decided to go straight into an informatics program, and I went to Indiana University so that I could study with Anna McDaniel, who is a well-known nurse informaticist.
Now, why do you think nurses in all specialties should really pay attention to informatics?
Well, technology is pervasive, increasingly so, and analytics are increasingly being used to drive healthcare decision-making. And so if nurses aren't savvy about how they're leveraging information technology in the clinical setting, they're not going to be able to improve care for their patients, and they're going to be in an increasingly disadvantaged situation within the healthcare environment.
Why do you think advanced degrees in nursing informatics are worthwhile? That is a growing trend among nurses.
Absolutely. An undergraduate program in nursing gives you very little informatics education. So if you want to explore informatics as a specialty, if you really want to work in the field, specifically in nursing informatics, you need some kind of specialty preparation. The American Nurses Association recognizes two levels of informatics nurses. An informatics nurse is a registered nurse who takes a job in informatics, doesn't have necessarily a graduate education in informatics. They're just working in the field at a basic level. And then they recognize informatics nurse specialists. Informatics nurse specialists hold master's degrees or PhDs in nursing informatics, and they're really prepared to take leadership roles in informatics. People prepared with master's or PhDs in nursing informatics can take positions like chief nursing informatics officer at a healthcare organization.
Now, I wanted to know, what is the best part of computers, informatics, and nursing, and why should nurses read it?
The best part about CIN is it's the best resource out there for connecting what's happening in informatics science with what you do every day as a nurse. I think it fills a unique niche. There's a lot of informatics literature out there, but it's not very easy for unit-based nurse or your clinician to understand and apply. CIN publishes informatics science and news that can be applied by a non-informatics nurse. And I would add to that, I think that the ANI Connection section of CIN adds unique value to the journal. It publishes cutting-edge news and information about policy initiatives and professional initiatives related to nursing informatics every single month. And there's really no other good resource for that type of information out there.
Are there ways for nurses to participate in the CIN journal, such as submitting articles to it?
Absolutely. So not all worthwhile informatics publications are coming from research studies. CIN is very interested in publishing research studies related to nursing and technology, whether that's in the clinical setting or education or even in vitro, you know, studies conducted at university. However, CIN is also interested in real-world examples of informatics innovation, informatics creativity, new applications of technology, and we publish those types of articles in a special section known as CIN Plus. CIN Plus publishes slightly shorter, non-research-based articles that are of interest to nurses, but don't necessarily stem from scientific research.
And all of this information can be found in your Informations for Authors tab, right?
Absolutely.
Now, as I understand that you joined as the editor, I believe it was in March of last year?
Yes, that sounds about right. My title is just editor of ANI Connection and CIN Plus.
Now, I wanted to see, what is your vision for these columns?
In the past, CIN Plus has included tutorials and some more technology-focused content for nurses. I would like to see CIN Plus evolve to really showcase innovations that are happening out in the clinical setting. I'd like to hear from the informatics nurses and the bedside nurses who are out there really leveraging technology to improve care. And in that way, I think that this column can really contribute to building the knowledge around how to make this technology work for nurses and for patients.
I saw in a correspondence you had with Leslie Nichol, the editor-in-chief of CIN, now you said to her, now is the time for nursing to consider optimization. Can you elaborate on what you mean by optimization and how can nurses implement this?
Absolutely. So putting in an information system or an electronic health record does not automatically translate to improved outcomes. In fact, you just put a system in place and don't do anything more with it, you'll end up burdening the nurses more than anyone. When the nurses end up bearing the brunt of data entry and dealing with all of the headaches of, you know, the headaches you always have when you're working with technology, systems go down and systems, there are glitches here and there. They bear the brunt of that, but they don't really see the benefit unless you optimize the system. And by optimize, I mean you attend to what data you're collecting and you employ analytics so that you can use that data to understand your care delivery processes, where you can improve, where there might be problems that you can address, and circle that back around to actually improve care for patients. Also, I think that because nurses don't currently receive much of an informatics education, they are resigned to what they get in terms of these information systems. So they get a system that's clunky, has very poor usability, and they just sort of accept that as a circumstance, take it or leave it. They don't understand how they can actually affect change, how they can ask and facilitate the adjustment of these systems to better suit their workflow, and how they can participate in decision-making during buy decisions.
I understand you grew CIN's social media following. I wanted to know social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Google+, all of those wonderful tools. How can nurses use social media to stay current in the informatics world?
Social media, I'll focus on Twitter because I think for informatics, Twitter is most useful, and Twitter is the fastest, most immediate source of news of varying quality depending upon the source. I find Twitter extremely useful for keeping up on informatics news and developments because they change so quickly. And I think the trick for nurses is to get the information they want without being overwhelmed by the volume. So I always recommend the use of some type of Twitter feed management software, One example, certainly not the only example, is called TweetDeck. And these types of software allow you to follow the tweets that are coming in on related to specific topics that they're interested in, and that allows them to focus on the information that's relevant to their interests without being overwhelmed by every tweet out there.
Now, Nursing Informatics Day, it takes place during National Nurses Week, and it's actually on May 12th. I wanted to know, why do you think this is part of National Nurses Week? Why is it important, and what are a couple ways that nurses can celebrate?
It's important that nursing informatics celebrate its profession in conjunction with Nurses Week, especially this year, because this year the focus is on safety. And IT has been identified as one of the most promising approaches for improving safety in the clinical setting. IT-based strategies such as barcode medication administration can really reduce safety inefficiencies and vulnerabilities in the clinical setting. So it's very important that nursing informatics be a part of this, because we can help to educate our fellow nurses and also to contribute to the thinking about problems and solutions to safety problems that are nurse-sensitive.
Now, I wanted to know, what's an emerging technology nurses need to learn about? Because that CIN was originally posting articles, you know, how do you craft an email? Like, how do you use a fax or something? So I wanted to know today, with people being either, you know, like you said, close to being digitally native or digitally native, what is a technology that's going to come up that they should really start paying attention to?
I'm going to point out a class of technologies called point-of-care technologies. Now, point-of-care technologies refers to this sort of broad swath of sensor devices and devices that can be deployed on smartphones and other mobile technologies that allow you to self-test for disease states and also self-monitor as a patient. And it's exploding right now. So many people are developing this type of device. It's anticipated to have a very transformative effect on healthcare delivery. And so I think that nurses in the clinical setting, in short order, are not only going to be coping with the data that they are generating or that's being generated from devices in the very controlled confines of their unit or their office, but they're going to have to cope with patients bringing in their own data that they've collected. And having to sort through that and document it and handle the data appropriately, this is really going to be a new frontier for nursing.
So it's going to be something different than when you, like, Google your symptoms from WebMD and you come and you're like, WebMD says, you know, I have cancer. What do you think I have? It'll be something, a whole new ball game.
Right. And although I'm not aware of it, it's conceivable that someone could develop a point-of-care technology that would allow you to test for cancer at home.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, you never know. It's one of
conceivable.
The
conceivable. Certainly there are apps out there that could help you screen yourself for cancer risk.
Well, Zuckerberg's working on it, don't you worry.
But there are devices out there like EKGs that you can actually perform an EKG using a smartphone.
Now I have a final question for you as we wrap up. I wanted to know, you know, after all these questions, what is the most important thing for nurses to understand when it comes to informatics?
Okay, I think the most important thing for nurses to understand about informatics is that it's not technology. Informatics is not about hard drives, and it's not even necessarily about programming.
Right.
And we certainly cannot fix their problem with Outlook.
Right.
Informatics is about how we're managing data and information from both a process perspective and a technical perspective to advance healthcare.
Great. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Kara.
Bye.
Bye.
That's a wrap on this special podcast edition for Nursing Informatics Day on May 12th. Be sure to visit our National Nurses Week page on nursingcenter.com to take advantage of special giveaways and promotions around National Nurses Week, which is May 6th to May 12th. A lot of our promotions are running throughout the entire month of May. If you have any ideas for other podcasts or blogs you'd like to see on Nursing Center, shoot me an email at clinicaleditor@nursingcenter.com.